From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Islamic State has claimed responsibility for Saturday night's attacks in London that left at least seven people dead, dozens others wounded. British Prime Minister Theresa May said three attackers used a van to strike down people on London Bridge, then proceeded to Borough Market where they attacked people with knives. All three attackers killed by police. Prime Minister said the internet can no longer be a safe place for extremists, and she denounced the tolerance of extremism found in Britain.
So we need to become far more robust in identifying it and stamping it out across the public sector and across society. That will require some difficult and often embarrassing conversations. But the whole of our country needs to come together to take on this extremism. And we need to live our lives not in a series of separated, segregated communities, but as one truly united kingdom.
Police have yet to reveal the identity of the attackers. They have made at least 12 arrests. President Trump, in brief remarks late Sunday here in Washington, pledged U.S. support for Britain.
And we renew our resolve, stronger than ever before, to protect the United States and its allies from a vile enemy that has waged war on innocent life and it's gone on too long. This bloodshed must end. This bloodshed will end.
In Manchester on Sunday, pop singer Ariana Grande headlined a benefit concert for the victims of the May 22nd terrorist attack that killed 22 people just after her concert had ended. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin has strongly denied having any compromising information about President Trump and said he had only a brief encounter with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. Mr. Putin, speaking through an interpreter, told NBC's Megyn Kelly that he dismissed a U.S. intelligence agency contention that Moscow interfered in last year's U.S. election in favor of Mr. Trump.
They have been misled, and they aren't analyzing the information in its entirety. I haven't seen even once any direct proof of Russian interference in the presidential election in the United States.
Mr. Putin told NBC Sunday with Megyn Kelly he never really spoke with Flynn. Russian leader, referring to compromising material on the president, dismissed that just as another load of nonsense. The former director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, James Comey, expected to testify later this week before the Senate on whether Mr. Trump tried to get him to back off an investigation into alleged ties between Mr. Trump's campaign and Russia. In Syria, U.S.-backed fighters of the Syrian Democratic Forces seized another major dam on the Euphrates River from Islamic State as they advanced to the IS-held city of Raqqa. It's true. If it is, this means the SDF holds three major dams along the Euphrates. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu joined West African leaders at a summit in Liberia, his second trip to the continent in 2 years.
I came to Africa last year. I saw these resources firsthand. I saw diversity and richness. I saw passion and productivity. I saw young African entrepreneurs who are building companies, harnessing the power of the digital age. Africans are seizing the future. Israel wants to seize this future with you.
The Israeli leader also was able to mend fences with Senegal after Dakar supported a UN Security Council resolution opposed Israeli settlements. Venezuelan government has announced the official date for President Nicolas Maduro's Constitutional Assembly elections. National Electoral Council President Tibisay Lucena said she and her team had set July 30th for the official date for the special election. Maduro had asked the candidates selected with rewriting the nation's constitution, a move both the country's opposition and international community strongly oppose. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.